And now the synopsis and forecast for the following synopsis for New England waters. A cold front will approach the coast early today, then slowly move east across the region late today through Saturday. A secondary cold front or low pressure trough will move east across the waters Saturday and Saturday night, and then will stall south of the area Sunday. High pressure will build east across the area to the south of the waters late Saturday night through Sunday night. Low pressure will track east near or just south of the southern waters Sunday night into Monday. High pressure will again build southeast over the area Monday through Tuesday, and then will shift east of the waters Tuesday night. A warm front will approach the waters from the south Tuesday night. And now the synopsis and forecast for the following Gulf of Maine to Hague line. Today, south to southwest winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 8 feet. Tonight, west to southwest winds 10 to 20 knots, diminishing to 5 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Saturday, west winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west to northwest 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Saturday night, west to northwest winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Sunday, west to northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming west 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Sunday night, west winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming north to northwest 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Monday, east to northeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Monday night, east to northeast winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Tuesday, east winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Tuesday night, east winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Here are the latest automated marine observations along the Maine and New Hampshire coasts as of 4 p.m. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was southwest at 12 knots, with gusts to 13 knots. The report from Matunicus Rock was not available. At the Portland Weather Buoy, the wind was south at 6 knots, with gusts to 8 knots. The temperature was 61, the water temperature was 59. At Wells, the wind was west at 9 knots with a temperature of 69, and water temperature 59. Isles of Shoals had southwest winds at 13 knots, the temperature was 67. At Jeffreys Ledge, the water temperature was 59, with 3 foot seas every 6 seconds. At Cache's Ledge, the sea water temperature was 58 and 4 foot seas every 6 seconds. At George's Bank, the wind was south at 14 knots, with gusts to 17 knots. The temperature was 66, the water temperature was 61. The 3 p.m. weather observations across New England. At Portland, it was partly sunny, the temperature was 70 degrees, the dew point 54, giving a relative humidity of 56%. The wind was variable at 7 miles an hour and the pressure was 29.77 inches and steady. Freiburg, mostly sunny 68. Wiscasset, mostly sunny 68. Augusta, mostly sunny 69. Bangor was mostly sunny and 68. And in Caribou, cloudy 62. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth reported partly sunny, the temperature was 69. At Concord, it was partly sunny and the temperature was 67 degrees. In Lebanon, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 65. At the summit of Mount Washington, showers and fog were reported, the temperature was 37 and the wind was northwest at 29 miles an hour. In Vermont, Burlington was partly sunny and 55. Montpelier reports cloudy and 56 degrees. In southern New England, Boston was partly sunny and 70. Worcester was cloudy and 65. Hartford, Connecticut, partly sunny 67. Providence, Rhode Island, mostly sunny 73. In Albany, New York, it was partly sunny, the temperature was 59, and in New York City, it was partly sunny and 71 degrees. And now here is the latest weather summary for New Hampshire and Western Maine. Cooler and mostly dry weather arrives over the weekend. An active weather pattern is now expected to arrive early next week with a signal that it will last through the end of the week. Seasonably cool temperatures early next week will trend warmer towards the second half of the week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for Southwest Maine, including the cities of Portland, Q, Surrey, Sanford, Windham, Lewiston, and Brunswick. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s near the coast, with lows in the lower 40s inland. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the lower 40s near the coast, with lows in the mid-30s inland. Light and variable winds. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 40. Light and variable winds. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Monday night through Tuesday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Thursday night and Friday, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s. Highs in the upper 50s. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the islands of Casco Bay, including Chabig, Long, and Peaks Islands. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. North winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KDO95 broadcasting on a frequency of 162.55 MHz from Blackstrap Hill in Falmouth, Maine. The current time is 3:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The 3 p.m. coastal weather observations for southwest Maine and New Hampshire. In Rockland, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 66 and the wind was southwest at 14 miles an hour. In Wiscasset, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 68 and the wind was south at 7 miles an hour. At Portland, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 70 degrees, the dew point 54, giving a relative humidity of 56%. The wind was variable at 7 miles an hour and the pressure was 29.77 inches and steady. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth was partly sunny. The temperature was 69 and the wind was west at 7 miles an hour. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for southwest Maine, including the cities of Portland, Kittery, Sanford, Windham, Lewiston, and Brunswick. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s near the coast, with lows in the lower 40s inland. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the lower 40s near the coast, with lows in the mid-30s inland. Light and variable winds. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following coastal waters from Cape Elizabeth, Maine to the Merrimack River, Massachusetts, out 25 nautical miles. Rest of today, southwest winds around 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. Tonight, west winds around 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. seas around 2 feet. Saturday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Sunday, west winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Sunday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. A chance of rain after midnight. Monday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, building to 3 to 5 feet in the afternoon. A chance of rain. Monday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 5 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday night, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following Casco Bay, Maine. Rest of today, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Saturday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 15 knots after midnight. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Sunday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Monday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. A chance of rain. Monday night, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday night, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet, a chance of rain. The following is a marine fisheries announcement. NOAA Fisheries announces an extension of a voluntary vessel speed restriction zone under the right whale slow zone program is currently in effect south of Nantucket Island, Massachusetts to protect an aggregation of right whales. The south of Nantucket Island right whale slow zone is in effect immediately through October 30, 2021. NOAA requests mariners to round around these zones or transit through them at 10 knots or less. The south of Nantucket Island, Massachusetts right whale slow zone is bounded by 41 degrees 20 minutes north, 40 degrees 35 minutes north, 069 degrees 32 minutes west, 070 degrees 32 minutes west. Here is the tide information. At Rockland, high tide is at 1:20 a.m. and 1:22 p.m. Saturday. Low tide is at 7:05 p.m. Friday and 7:13 a.m. Saturday. At Portland, high tide is at 1:25 a.m. and 1:28 p.m. Saturday. Low tide is at 7:11 p.m. Friday and 7:17 a.m. Saturday. And at Hampton, high tide is at 1:39 a.m. and 1:42 p.m. Saturday. Low tide is at 7:43 p.m. Friday and 7:49 a.m. Saturday.